Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meet Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, as always, my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, you missed out.
Oh, man, I know. I was bummed all day. The whole week you guys were there, I was kept thinking about you and like, man, it's bull crap. Like, it sucks.
This is a little over a week removed from my investigation of the Conjuring House in Harrisville, Rhode Island. Believe what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I've seen made me a believer. Things that have happened over the night. A lot of it has been recorded in one shape or form. Some of it hasn't because we were still setting up.
Mm-hmm.
But it all started. We started out. We had got this little roadside motel. That just conveniently had a karaoke bar across the street.
Nice.
And that was the Thursday night when we weren't investigating. And we went over there and listened to people sing karaoke and, you know, had a few drinks. And let me tell you what, people in the Northeast know how to pour scotch on the rocks. Let me tell you.
Good stuff, huh?
They don't. And it wasn't the well crap either.
Mm-hmm.
Cheapest brand I got was Johnny Walker.
Nice.
And it was a good, I'd order just a single scotch on the rocks, and it's a good 2.5 to 3 fingers.
Nice. Yeah, you gotta get your money's worth.
And it happened at every bar we went to. It's like, was it like a law up here?
Right. Got a limit on how little they can give you.
Right. So that was really cool. But the big rule we had for Friday was no drinking. No other substances. Everybody needs to go in clear-headed.
Right.
Which we did. And we're driving out to the house. And you've watched the movies. You've watched the documentaries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
No.
Yeah, I say it looks like there's nothing around for miles.
Nope. It's in a neighborhood.
Nice. That was probably a shocker to you, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's like I'm watching the GPS and I'm going, this can't be right. But we came up and I saw down the driveway, and sure as shit, that was the house.
Right.
So it was a bit of a shocker.
Yeah.
So we were waiting for our sixth person to show up, who was the guy we just interviewed a couple shows ago, Jeff Benson.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we could all do the rules and regulations, which they've got their rules in place for a reason, but they've relaxed some of those.
Mm-hmm. That's good then.
Yeah, but they've still got some serious rules and it's just to protect the property and the business, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
And one neat thing before we got started was we found out that they had a merch shop right there.
Got to get that gimmick table up.
That's right. So it's like, all right, we better do this now because we're all going to be tired and forgetful in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we went shopping in the merch shop before she took us on a tour of the house to explain everything.
Nice.
And then when that was done, they went off, her and her mom went off to where the staff room, which was, you've seen the pictures, and it's even the picture that's on the group page for Truth.
Mm-hmm.
You see the main house and you see like a smaller shed attached to it.
Yeah.
In the front.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the staff stays.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You have the run of the rest of the house and grounds, with the exception of going over the bridge and going in the barn.
Oh, they wouldn't let you go in the barn? That sucks.
That's because it's too dangerous now.
Oh, okay. Structure and everything, structure wise.
Structurally unsound.
Right. Well, that makes sense. It still sucks though. That'd have been cool to go in.
Yeah. And the bridge the same way, structurally unsound. But just standing there before we got started, you know, they've gone off and we're all getting all the cases, like 8, 9, 10 cases of freaking equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into the house and setting up central, which turned out to be in the dining room.
Yeah.
Mainly because my table wouldn't fit in a car. Anyway.
Right.
They told me a lot of people set up in the dining room. So just because I know that some of this stuff's really old, I bought a cheap tablecloth to put over it to protect it from the VR and the monitor and shit like that I have set up there.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, it cost me 99 cents to protect their table. I mean, and they appreciated that. They told me.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So here we go. We are starting to get set up at this point. We've got people walking around with recorders, and I've got Mikey and Ken helping me run cameras.
Okay.
And one thing that really came in handy is they have through floor vents.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you just shoot the wires up through the vents there?
Yeah. So the second floor cameras all came through the same vent.
Oh, nice.
So
yeah, I know that was a big hassle for us when we did the Carnage investigation, was how we were running the cables and how was we going to get from here to there and all that.
Well, I bought extension cables for the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, it worked. So I had them setting up the cameras. They would drop the cabling back down and I would get it plugged into the power and into the camera ports on the DVR, and we had them all numbered. And you know, I got you can watch up to 8 cameras at a time. We had 7 cameras set up. Basically, the 8th room was the dining room.
Right, that you were in.
Right. And I didn't even film the kitchen because it was it was just a kitchen.
Right.
But the nice thing about them is they had coffee for us. We could use the refrigerator. They had snacks for us. Like, I can't tell you how many different pretzel sticks Shauna ate over the course of the night.
Snacking on the pretzels.
But that coffee came in handy about 1:30 a.m.
Oh, I'll bet.
So there we are. We finally got set up. All right. Okay. I'm just going to fast forward. Now, on the upstairs, now my DVR setup has 4 bullet cameras and 4 ceiling mount cameras. It's like, well, I can't mount these to the ceiling. So the next best thing is the floor. And it worked out well because we could place them in each kid's room upstairs and have it tilted up. So you're at a kid's height, because if there's children or something kid size going on, you're going to have a better chance of picking it up at floor level.
Right.
Than you are at shelf level.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. That's smart. I'd have never thought of that. You know, since it's kids' rooms, you might want the cameras a little lower to accommodate for their height or whatever.
Yeah, and once we got them hooked up, I would have one of the guys up there, because I bought some nice walkie-talkies for us with the earpieces. And I said, okay, you know, angle the camera this much, and I'd get them to point it exactly where I want. I say, okay, that's what I want.
Mm-hmm.
So then I've got the perfect view of the room, and we use all upstairs. And downstairs, we use the bullet cameras. And the first one we put was down in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Basement runs the length of the house, and it's kind of creepy down.
Right. Yeah. I seen pictures. That's why I was like, man, that looks awesome. I'd love to go down in there.
So fast forward, and we've got all the cameras set up. We're having our last minute talk, and we're sending people off in pairs. And Everybody, I've got two people upstairs and I've got three people downstairs, and I was the only one at Central.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden I heard this loud bang near the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. See, you should have set a camera up there.
And then all of a sudden here comes Ken. Did you hear that? And I said, yeah, nobody else heard it.
Really? That was before you guys even got going, wasn't it?
We had just got started.
Mm-hmm.
And then somewhere in the 10 to 15 minute mark, Mikey was down in the basement with two other people, and he started complaining about his back, and they pulled up his shirt, and he's got three scratches down his back.
Wow.
And blood drawn from one of them.
Oh, man, that's weird.
It's
he didn't brush up against nothing or nothing?
No, no. We went through that litany of questions with him.
Hmm.
We checked his shirt to make sure that, you know, nothing had punctured the shirt. But whatever it was, it scared the hell out of him.
Oh, yeah. It probably would have, me too. That'd have probably been one diaper down the drain for me.
He refused to go back down in the basement, and I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't. It was, I'm sure it was very frightening for him. It kind of, I'm hoping it would get him a little more serious during the investigation, but you know, Mikey being Mikey, he recovers quickly.
Right.
But he still refused to go into the basement. And I said, you don't have to go in the basement.
All right.
And then Chris took a trail cam outside and set it up. I've got to take drives apart now so I can start looking at everything, because, man. So I'll give you, while people are in different rooms, and I'm at Central and I'm watching different cameras, and I could always double click the screen and the camera would expand and I would just be the only camera on screen.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Shauna's hair move on its own.
Wow. Did she feel it or?
No, she didn't.
Hmm.
And some people were noticing, because we were rotating out, somebody else would be at Central for a while, and I would go off and try some experiments and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the second time was even more bizarre, I think.
The second time you went through, or you in it somewhere?
No. I lost my train of thought.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about Shauna's hair getting raised up on its own?
Yeah, okay. Now I remember what it is. Somebody else would be in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point in time, I don't remember if it was, it might have been Mikey. We were looking at all seven cameras, and Mikey said, that toy car is not in the same place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. You guys set out toys and stuff in the upstairs bedrooms?
Yes. We had toy cars. We had the cat ball that lights up if motion is around it.
Mm-hmm.
And we had motion sensors in every room.
Oh, nice.
Almost every room. I had motion sensors. I had 5-6 motion sensors. So yeah, almost every room had a motion sensor.
Cool.
Unfortunately, my laser grid pen shit the bed, so I got to buy a new one.
Mm-hmm.
We did try an Ovilus session.
Mm-hmm. Well, going back to the car real quick, was it flipped around, or was it like pushed in a different spot, or what was the difference?
It had moved from its original position. It had rolled.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Or we didn't see it happen. So when I review the footage, I'll know if it was either rolled or picked up and moved or whatnot.
Right. Still got to go over everything.
You know, you got seven cameras at about 10 hours of footage
each. Okay. It's going to take you a minute.
Yes, it's going to take me more than a minute. And then here's another weird thing that happened, and it only happened with Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
I have two handheld night vision camcorders. I've got like six batteries, and they were all charged. So I send her off with one of the cameras, and she's recording, and 15 minutes later, she calls me on the earpiece, battery's dead. Really? All right, bring it back here, and we'll try another battery. So I put another battery in the camera. She goes back. 5 minutes later, battery's dead.
Wow.
And this only happened with her.
Oh, yeah, nobody else, just her?
Just her. Because I tried the same thing with one, and it just kept going. Gave it to her, 5 minutes later, dead.
That is weird. That's what would cause that. Like, just, I mean, because I know, like, spirits and stuff like that can pull energy out of batteries and other things. Does that mean there was something just, like, around her, maybe?
It's entirely possible that something was trying to manifest around her. Would be the reason for sucking the power right out of those batteries.
Okay. So and that's not a good thing, right?
Well, not necessarily. The effort of manifestation doesn't necessarily mean it's malicious.
Okay, gotcha. Maybe something or somebody was just wanting to communicate with her or something.
That's entirely possible.
All right, gotcha. Okay.
But still didn't have enough energy to achieve what it was trying to do.
Right.
Because after we got done with the three batteries on that camera, I sent her out with the other camera with a battery in it, and I started charging two of those three batteries that were dead.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, 5 minutes later, dead battery.
Wow.
It's like, shit.
Like, I'm not giving you nothing else.
In goes the fifth battery. Off she goes. 2 minutes later, it's dead.
That's crazy.
I said, all right, I know this is probably pointless, but we're going to try it. 30 seconds later, it was dead.
That is crazy.
I mean, now, I had the full spectrum camera sitting in the library the whole night. Mm-hmm. On one battery. Now, granted, the battery doesn't last but a couple of hours without having to replace it. But it never lost its power.
Oh, it went the whole night?
No, well, I mean, it only went its 2 hours.
Oh, it went its 2 hours, the full distance. Okay.
It went the full distance. There was nothing that sucked anything out of it.
Right.
What else was there? I mean, I'm trying to, I can't remember everything that happened, you know, just.
Yeah. A whole bunch of stuff. You're talking about the Oculus on your, you said you had a.
Oh yeah. The Ovilus.
Ovilus. What did I say? Oculus Ovilus.
Well, this was just an experiment in futility, I think, because I don't own an Ovilus. Company that makes and puts out a software version that you can download on your iPhone. So I said, okay, we'll give it a shot. And it was pretty slow at first. It, we're getting random words that didn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And let me preface this by saying that Jeff, one of our team members, is a demonologist.
Okay.
This will come into play.
Right.
So it, again, random words. And then about 2 minutes later, I'm about ready to just shut it, call it a night, and just say it was a failed experiment, which was, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're trusting a piece of software that can be programmed.
Right. Yeah.
So just before I go to close it, it goes Legion. Jeff said, what? I said, I looked at him and said, it said Legion. And then it said 100.
Like shortly after?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Like within 30 seconds after.
Really?
Yeah. That made my ears perk up.
Right.
And Jeff's eyes got big.
Yeah, that was an attention grabber for him.
Yes, it was. I looked at him. I said, they're talking about Legion, aren't they? He says, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what do we do? He says, don't back down.
Mm-hmm. So what was it meaning? Or what was going on? So just in case there's people like me that ain't really sure what all that meant.
Well, Legion is a demon.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the information that we got from this part of the investigation, he's made of 100 demons.
Okay.
Because we are many, but we are one, is what Legion says.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look up Legion. You'll find information on it.
Right. Get the story of it and all that.
But it made Jeff nervous.
Yeah.
So what we did after that is we all decided to take a break outside and regroup.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did he mean by don't back down? Is that like bad? Like,
don't show fear.
Okay.
Which, of course, is hard.
Right. Yeah.
But don't show fear. Let's just go.
Right.
But he was shaken about it once we got outside.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's his bread and butter, is the demonology stuff, right?
Correct. So, you know, we sat outside and something we found out earlier that day, we looked up, full moon.
Oh, shit. I just, it's adding to it, isn't it?
It's like, yeah, okay. I knew it was going to be a full moon. I had forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
So that just added to it, you know, and then we tried some other things too, back in the house. What was one of the experiments?
Now, did you get to use your thermal camera or anything like that?
Oh, we used everything.
Did it pick anything up on the thermal camera or no?
We've got some possibles.
Okay.
Most of what we got is going to be on the DVR system.
Right.
So
no, walking into a room and then just watching a thermal body like on Predator, kind of just walking across the room when there's no one in there, and nothing like that, huh?
Not yet.
Yeah, got to check.
But that brings up a subject, and there's just, I'm going to sidestep here for a second. There's a camera called an SLS camera.
Mm-hmm.
If you've watched Ghost Adventures, you've seen this thing, and it shows stick figures.
Mm-hmm.
Camera. Which I think would be an amazing piece of equipment to have.
Right.
They aren't cheap.
Right. I can imagine.
But I found the instructions on how to build one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So I am going to build us an SLS camera.
There you go. That'll be fun.
So anyway, back to the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we did an experiment with Shauna upstairs. I can't remember what it was, but she went up there by herself and we were all watching her on the monitor. And off the top of my head, I can't remember what the results of that experiment were, but I can tell you the results of an experiment I did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the center of the house, regardless of what floor you're on, seems to be a high energy point.
Okay.
Okay. So at what some people call the witching hour, or some people call devil's hour, that's 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So my experiment was to go upstairs into the second bedroom, which is in the center of the house, because it's also called the time warp room.
Mm-hmm.
And time passes differently for people. Okay.
Yep.
So my experiment was, I went up there and I laid down on the bed, or I sat there on the end of the bed. I leaned back. Next thing I know, I hear Chris in my earpiece trying to wake me up.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, you laid back on the bed. Okay.
Yeah. So I finally sat back up and I said to her, I said, well, how long? I said, okay, are you ready to start? And she says, it's 10 minutes later.
Really?
She said, I saw you lay back and you were moving around on the bed like you were awake, so we didn't think anything of it. But I lost roughly 8 minutes.
Yeah, so it wasn't 10 minutes in your mind, right?
To me, I had just sat down.
Right.
I didn't know why I was laying down when I woke up.
That's nuts.
Yeah. And then I forgot to tell you, at midnight, I was back down in the basement in the center of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Right around where Mikey was when I got scratched.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, apparently there's something in that area that doesn't want you around there.
Apparently, because it got me in the same area it got Mikey.
Wow.
And I know somebody's got, I think Chris has got pictures of both.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't scare me as bad as it scared Mikey.
Right.
But I jumped up and ran out of the room.
You're like, enough of this.
And that's when I felt the burning on my back. And sure as shit, scratched my back.
That's crazy. Now, did you feel like something poking you, or is it just like a burning sensation?
No, it was just like a burning sensation. I didn't feel any poking per se.
Oh, okay. No poking or scratching or nothing.
No, it felt like something was real intense heat right back there.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently not, because it didn't blister or anything.
Right. Yeah, that would probably shook me up too.
And you know, there's other things that happen too. There's a bookcase in the library, which is a fairly active room. And the way our camera's positioned, you can see this bookcase clearly. And there's a row of books up like on the middle shelf,
uh-huh,
that are standing straight up. And later on, when we're looking at the camera, they've tilted to one side.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't that creepy?
It is.
You know, there were now an old creaky house, and this house is very old.
Yeah.
We heard footsteps. Now it's hard to get all six of us to not walk at the same time.
Right.
And then we managed to do that. We're all in one room. And the night couldn't be more perfect. It was still, it was clear. It had the full moon.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hear footsteps at various times in the house.
Wow. Like upstairs or just in the same floor as you guys or
both.
Oh, okay.
Both. It what an experience it was. I mean, was I a little unnerved by the scratching? Yeah, of course I was. And I still am.
Mm-hmm. Did everybody have their silver on them?
Yes, except for Chris.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the funny thing. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, the biggest believer I know, got upset because nothing happened to her during the investigation.
She should have went down in the basement where you guys were. She'd have got scratched.
She did.
Oh, and it didn't do nothing?
Nothing happened to her.
They probably hid like, oh, there's somebody here more evil than us. She gonna kill me for that one. But so yeah. She didn't wear silver intentionally, right? Because she wanted to experience something.
Correct.
Gotcha.
But grr. A text message from my daughter who's reminding me that she needs to be picked up to go to work at 4 instead of 3.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so we wrapped up the night, I guess about 5 o'clock we started packing in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said nothing happened to Chris.
Yes.
And then you and Mikey got scratched and Shauna got her hair raised. Did anything happen to Jeff and the other guy? Or
to the best of my knowledge, nothing happened to Jeff or Ken.
Neither one, huh? Okay.
I don't know why me and Mikey were singled out, me, Mikey, and Shauna.
Right.
But no, nothing happened to them.
Huh.
I mean, yeah. They got pictures. They've seen stuff and they've got pictures. And
you know, right. You guys were the only lucky ones, huh?
Yeah. And boy, was Chris mad. She was.
Right. Oh, yeah. She went in probably expecting a few things to happen to her and got nothing.
But, you know, my attempt at trying to explain this is hollow as opposed to experiencing it.
Right. Yeah. You got just one of the things where you got to be there to get the full grasp of what went down.
Yeah. But I'm going to do my best because what I'm going to do with all my camera footage is I'm going to put it into a video. I'm going to make a video about this trip.
Nice.
To the Conjuring House. And, you know, I'll put underscores or, you know, lower titles of what room we're in,
mm-hmm.
things like that.
Cool.
So, and you wanted to know, let's go through the rooms real quick. You wanted to know what the rooms were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We first walk into the front door. It's our entrance. So we go in there and we're in what they call the parlor.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's just like a foyer, a sitting room, got some old furniture in it, you know, and a few little spooky things here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take a right and you go into the seance room. Now, this is the room where all hell broke loose when Ed and Lorraine Warren did the seance.
Right.
Legit. I mean, this is where it happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's got replicas of the Annabelle doll in its case.
Mm-hmm. Now that would have creeped me out.
Yeah. And you'll see it on the video. Trust me.
Yeah.
and it had Ouija boards up on the mantle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure you'd like that.
I wasn't happy about it. She says we can use them if we want. And I said, nope.
Yeah, like, I'm good.
I know what happens when you use these. No.
Yeah.
So then attached to the seance room, I think it's a seance room. to the seance room or the next room, which I can't remember what it is, but there's a room attached to it, and that's the library.
Mm-hmm.
And the library, they said, was very active. It was semi-active. That's where I saw Shauna's hair dance.
Okay.
And things like that. And then you go into the dining room, which is where we had set up, and then we had the kitchen and the restroom. It was mm-hmm. So you go upstairs, and believe me, for tall people like me, it sucks.
Not much of a headroom, huh?
Let me put you this way. In the second bedroom, I'm 6'4". The ceiling was about 6 foot.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's what it was in all the upstairs rooms.
Mm-hmm.
The first room, we called room number one, was the girls' room. Except for the one that got affected a lot. The middle room is where that girl was.
Mm-hmm. And that was the middle of the house, you just saying?
Yep.
Gotcha.
And the other kids were on the far end. And there's, you know, there have been reports of children playing in that room as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was the attic, which I didn't even go into, be honest, for one reason. It's not because I was scared of anything.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the nails that were sticking down at about 3.5 feet.
Yeah.
Bald head, no.
Right.
Nope.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you.
But we got a couple of pictures down in there anyway.
Yeah.
And then there was always a way up and a way down on either side of the floor.
Huh.
So they had stairs on either side of the house, of the upstairs.
Right. That's different.
It's the same with the basement, too.
Yeah.
And going down to the basement was a little tight, but at least I could stand up in there.
Yeah.
But it ran the length of the house. And in the room where I got scratched is where the well is. They call it the well room.
Mm-hmm.
Some have called it Hell's Gate, and there's other names for it.
Right.
But that was the room that Mikey and I both got scratched in.
Okay.
And then there was another room off to the side with just storage and such. So really not, it was nondescript except for that room.
Yeah.
That room and it being in the center of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we couldn't investigate the barn because it's structurally unstable.
That's right. Get ready to fall in on you.
But everything else, you know, our hosts were wonderful. Mm-hmm. You know, they left us alone and let us do our thing. And they thanked us for on Facebook. They thanked us for going and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I highly recommend anybody try this experience if you're interested in the paranormal, because you're going to get it.
Yeah.
You can ask anybody on my team.
Oh yeah. I say I'm definitely regretting not being able to go. That's for sure. Sounds like it was a good time.
And I can't wait to get that video produced, but I'm not going to rush it.
Oh yeah. Take your time with it. Yep.
I'm going to tell you all about the rooms and, you know, you'll see the entire house in one way, shape, or form. I've even got a walkthrough I could post that I haven't posted yet. It's on my phone.
Yeah. Very cool.
So that's my Conjuring experience.
Nice. Sounds like it was a success.
It was a success.
Nobody got possessed and nothing bad happened except for a couple scratches. So good enough.
Well, I'll tell you what, we warned everybody about possession and how oppression starts first, and
mm-hmm.
told anybody if they start feeling overly sad or overly angry that they need to come find one of us.
Right.
And fortunately, nothing happened.
Good.
Now, in a nutshell, the rest of the trip, oh boy. Oh boy.
There's chaos, huh?
I go on much longer because Chris has got to leave for work soon, but
yeah, we can save that for our next one.
Okay. Wait till next episode now.
Yeah, we'll do a part two.
Yeah, I'll probably forget.
Excuse me. I'll clear my throat.
I'll probably forget it by then.
Well, you told me some of it, so I'll remind you.
Oh, that'll trigger my memory for sure.
All right.
But yeah, stay tuned. I might, as I'm working on the video, I might post some little teasers in the group.
Okay.
Think that'd be fun.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because I bought myself a copy of Final Cut Pro, which is the top dog.
Uh-oh, there you go.
Yeah. So can't wait to play with it. I'm babbling, so thanks for watching and listening, and stay tuned for more of that paranormal stuff.
Oh, yeah. Talk to you guys later.
See ya. Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror Channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.